Hey, everybody, welcome to episode number 105 of the Debt-Free Dad Podcast. Well, it's official. 2022 is here, and we are back for a brand new season of the Debt-Free Dad Podcast. And since it's a new year, today we want to talk about the power of goal setting. Now, I will say from experience, as someone who has coached thousands of people, setting good, smart goals can really have an impact and improve your finances. Having goals can help you improve impulsive and wasteful spending habits. It can certainly improve your saving habits and even help you build that first emergency fund. And it can dramatically have an impact on paying off debt and, even better, prevent you from adding on more debt. Now, by listening today, our goal is to give you some great insight to help you crush your finances in 2022. Stay tuned.
Welcome to the Debt-Free Dad Podcast, where we're helping normal, everyday people learn how to save money and kick debt so they can live a happier and stress-free life. Now here's your host, Debt-Free Dad, Brad Nelson.
Hey, 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 how is everyone doing today? You can find me on Facebook, Pinterest, YouTube, and Instagram. Just search Brad Nelson, Debt-Free Dad, and welcome to today's show. Now, to get all the resources, show notes, and links for today's show, head over to balancedcents.com/105. That's balancedcents.com/105. And today, we've got some awesome goal-setting worksheets, some customized Debt-Free Dad Podcast goal-setting worksheets that we are going to give you guys absolutely free. And if you combine that with today's podcast, you're going to have some great tools to help you not only improve your personal finances, but this worksheet actually covers a lot more stuff than just money and personal finance. So head over to balancedcents.com again, balancedcents.com/105. So guys, can you believe that it was 2 years ago already that we started this show? It's honestly, to me, it seems like it was just yesterday. Episode 105, 2 years later. That's crazy.
It is crazy. I just, I don't know what this whole COVID thing did, but I swear it sped up time. Like the first couple months, I felt like it drug on, but here we are like at the end of 22 or 21. And I cannot believe like the year's over. Just like, holy cow.
Yeah. It's unbelievable. And I agree. I think, I don't know. I mean, obviously COVID has sucked, don't get me wrong. And there's been a lot of ups and downs and it's affected everybody's life. But I don't know. It just seems like everything that we've been doing in this business with this podcast, it seems like time is just flying. Like a lot of people, I remember this when I was working at a day job, you know, you'd pray for the time to go fast to get out of work. Right now I'm like, can the time just please slow down? Right. I need to get more work done and I need more time. And it just feels like it's flying by. So, guys, we're talking about goals. And, you know, for everyone listening, you know, obviously we're recording this at the end of 2021. It isn't quite 2022 yet as we're recording this. But, you know, goal setting has been something that's been on my mind. What are some things that I would like to achieve in 2022? What are you guys, and maybe from a financial standpoint or maybe from another standpoint, what are some things that you guys are maybe working on or maybe trying to improve or maybe you're trying to have more fun or more hobbies, or what are some things that you guys would like to do in 2022?
Well, first I want to say, you know, for 21, one of the big things, and so we're talking about goal setting today, one of the big things that we always wanted to be able to do when we got out of debt is we always drove everywhere on vacation. And we did it because we had to. We didn't have the money to fly. We didn't want to charge it, especially when we got serious about getting out of debt. But one of our goals was specifically when we go places, we didn't want to have to drive, especially if it was a long distance. And this year was like the first year we were able to do that multiple times and not have to drive. It was awesome. It's like a huge, so it's like very specific goal of us not, you know, not just not wanting just to fly, but like specifically, if it's within this amount and over, we don't want to have to drive it if we don't have to. So that was a big thing. Next year for us, and some of it's been inspired by some of the people who've listened to the show and some of the success stories they've said. My wife and I've gotten very serious about like, we're really going to start paying the house off. That's our next. It's kind of one of those things where we're just like, I don't know. You know, we still have that new house bug once in a while. I've shared that on this podcast a lot. Like, we should buy a new house, but it's like, it doesn't really achieve our long-term strategy of where we want to end up, you know, when we retire. And so I think where we're at is this is the year. And we have some smaller goals. We, we have to do some house repairs and we have to do some things like that. But as far as our next big goal over the next probably 5 or 6 years is we think we're really going to go after the house.
Yeah, that's awesome. So you're hoping in the next 5 or 6 years, your house will be paid off.
Yes.
That's incredible. Awesome.
Ooh, I love it. Yeah. We're just looking for a little bit of fun goals now. We've been stuck at home for 2 years and we're resaving for our Scotland trip. And that's just, it's just in constant focus. Like, wait, we're not going out to eat because we want Scotland. We're not doing this because we want Scotland. So that's one of our biggest goals.
Now
so
going back, you guys are supposed to take that trip like right when COVID happened, like right in 2020, mm-hmm. right? Wasn't it like May or something?
It was in May and the flights were booked and everything.
I remember that. Oh,
so we bought a house instead.
Yeah. Hey, that's a pretty good trade-off, right?
Nah, why not?
Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah, I think for us, from a financial standpoint, see, I'm kind of and this might be a good show to talk about this as far as paying off your house early. Like, I guess I'm not personally in a hurry to pay it off early. I would like to. It's something that's kind of out there, but it's not something that I have like a set goal to. When we bought this house, we did a 15-year mortgage and, you know, I'm 42. So by the time I'm in my mid, we're not going to say late 50s. What would that be? 56, right? You know, the house will be paid off. And so for right now, like, that's good for me. The thing that I would love to do is really increase retirement savings because we got such a late start on it and we missed out on so much of the compound interest because we were broke, because we were getting out of debt. Obviously, when we started these businesses cost money to create, they cost money to run. So, you know, we weren't necessarily heavily investing into retirement because we were investing in two businesses to get them up and running so they could create the income to create the life that we wanted. And now that these businesses, my wife's business has been going now 8 or 9 years. My business is over six years now. You know, now we're able to actually start saying, okay, now that the house is here, we've got other things set up, emergency fund is done. You know, we do have some house things that we want to take care of. We really would just want to beef up the retirement savings. And that, for me, is more like just catching up on lost time, things that we weren't doing in our early 30s that we should have been doing. So that's one thing. The other thing, too, I think isn't really, well, it is financially related, but because it can relate really well to finances, just consistency. You know, I think a lot of people, and this is big conversations right now in a lot of my business groups, everyone's talking about their goals. And I think sometimes we get stuck in this thing, like, what's the next big thing that I have to do? Really, there really doesn't necessarily have to be a big thing. It could be just consistently to keep doing all the right things. You know, like we talked about, what do we want to do with the podcast here in 2022? Remember that, guys? We talked about that. We have talked about it on text messages. We had a meeting about it, right? And I remember saying, it's like, well, this is working. Like, the audience is growing. The podcast is doing great. People are getting results. Like, I think the goal is just to keep doing it. It's just to keep up with that consistency. Now, I think little tweaks and changes and improvements can help. But I think what a lot of people tend to do is they mess around with so much stuff. And it's like, no, just look at all the stuff you're doing consistently well and just do that even better. So I think for me, especially when it comes to eating, like, I need to consistently eat better, not eat so much, right? That would be good. Working out is good. I'm good there. Like, I consistently work out 4 to 5 days a week. That is, I've been doing that for years. It's the eating part. Like, so I'm always just like, what are the things I can get better at doing consistently? The small little changes, like the things that we talk about here on the show. It's like, you don't always have to do the big things. It's like those small little tweaks. So from a goal standpoint, I guess going into 2020, those are more of the things that I'm kind of looking at. It's just, what can I stay consistent at and what are the small tweaks and changes I can make to get better at that consistency? So anyways, so since we're talking about goals, I don't know, you guys talk about this. How has goal setting, or at least, you know, being driven, you know, how has this been necessary for you guys and for your lives? Because, you know, for me, I think having good goals or at least having, I don't want to say dreams, but I guess the drive to achieve something better really has always put me outside my comfort zone. You know, I think, you know, I don't know if I've ever shared this story on the show, but when I first started this business back in 2000, we started in 2015, but it didn't really start rolling until 2016. And at that time, I had given a couple of talks in front of a small groups of audiences, 30, 40, 50 people here and there. And then I got invited to participate in a convention where a lot of people were going to be attending. And this is an awesome opportunity for me. You know, it started out as you're going to be talking to a couple hundred people and eventually turned into you're going to be talking to 2,000 people in one day. And I was like, holy crap. You know, they say you should set those stretch goals to help you grow and get outside your comfort zone. Like, I really, really pushed the bar this year. I never forget the feeling of getting that email. I still remember it. You're going to be talking to over 2,000 people in one day. That was insanity to me. But I think for me, it's goals have always been necessary for me to stretch, to get better, to improve. What about you guys?
Yeah, for me, I mean, it goes, if you're watching this on YouTube, I mean, I have a sign that's in back of me, and it's cheap sign I found, but it spoke to me a long time ago, and it's one of my favorite ones. And it's like, if it doesn't challenge you, it doesn't change you. And I really truly believe that, you know, all my kids are a little older, and this is really now as it's challenging, because, you know, I think a lot of times as when you're younger, you kind of want to just do what's easy, because it's easy. I don't have to push myself. And it's like, it's okay to fail. It's okay to screw up. You know, I had to learn that, maybe it's as I've gotten older and you get wiser in your years. But I think the things that challenge you the most is the areas where you're going to grow. If you're just going through life and it's day to day and you're doing what the absolute minimum or the things that are easy, you're not going to get better just being easy. You know, you gotta push yourself. It's very similar, you know, like working out or running. You know, I've ran a 5K before. I mean, if you want to eventually run a 5K or a 10K or a marathon, you can't just wake up and run for a mile and be like, yeah, I'm going to do a marathon one day. You got to keep pushing and pushing and pushing until you can do 26 miles.
Yeah, absolutely. I think the other thing too is without goals, like there are so many people. In fact, we just posted in Life Without Payments about this, and we had asked, you know, like what's the number one struggle you find in getting out of debt and doing the stuff that we talk about and teach? And so many of them were behavior responses. But I saw so many of them where I have really hard times of controlling my wants and impulsive and wasteful spending habits. And I think goals, if without goals, you can become a victim of your emotions when it comes to your finances, because marketing is just that good. I mean, we've talked about marketing a ton on this podcast and marketing of products, marketing of debt. Like it is their job to get you to figure out how to open up your wallet and spend money, right? And without good goals and without direction, it's easy just to kind of be, you know, oh yeah, I feel like it. It feels good, right? And you make a lot of impulsive and wasteful spending purchases that way. And In fact, I think this is one of the number one ways, if you guys want to write this down in your notes as you're listening to this, I feel, again, working with so many people, I feel the number one way is to control impulsive or to get better at impulsive and wasteful spending habits is to set clear goals and things that you want to achieve. Because once you have that, you believe in them, it gets a lot easier to ignore it. They're almost like the blinders that you see on horses that are in the public, right? Horses are easily spooked. So when you see these, they're pulling carriages in bigger cities and things, they have the blinders on them. And that keeps all of those distractions away from their sight, and it helps them just focus on the road ahead. And that is essentially what goal setting is going to do for you and your finances. The other thing too is that I made this mistake a long time ago, and I used to like wish. My goal setting was just wishes, right? You know, and there is the saying, and Amber, you're going to have to help me out with this because you're good at the French pronunciations.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you totally are. You're so much better than me. This is the quote, a goal without a plan is just a wish. And is it Antoine de Saint-Exupéry, right? Is that what it is?
Sure. Let's go with that.
I'm pretty sure that's what it is. But, you know, a goal without a plan is just a wish. And that is just so true. Like there's so many people that have these just broad statements. Like I'd like to blank someday I'd like to travel. Or you'll hear one day we'll get there. One day it'll all work out. Or I want to just one day have more money in my savings account.
I think these statements though come from fear. Like it took me a really long time to actually set goals.
Yeah.
Because I was scared to fail. I didn't, you know, well, if it kind of maybe happens then cool, but if it doesn't, then I got nothing to lose because I didn't actually set the goal.
You got it right. When you start taking the time to write your goals and really put the plan together how you're going to achieve them, it becomes real. And that is scary for a lot of people. You're absolutely right. No question.
Yeah, my favorite one in the wishes category was when I get my next raise, then we're going to get out of debt. Or if I just make a little bit more money.
Didn't we all use that?
That was my go-to excuse for years.
Right.
If I just made a little bit more money, it would all be taken care of.
Right. Or the other one that we always know, life's just crazy right now. It's too busy. When things clear up and it's the perfect time, which, by the way, we did a whole podcast episode about the perfect time, right?
Just never
which never
time.
Arrives, right? We all make these excuses. We all have these wishes that really ultimately aren't really goals, right? But goal setting does work. And I think sometimes those wishes can give goal setting a bad name. But goal setting, if done the right way, really can work. So let's share a couple of things that we do. And we'll share them with you. And again, we're going to give you a worksheet to help you through some of this stuff and write out some of your goals. And again, I know you're listening to this, a couple days into the first of the year. And if you look at statistics, most people give up on their goals for the new year within the first couple of weeks of the month. But don't let that be you, right? I mean, work on some of these things. This stuff really does work. But I think step one in this is, and it's really the hardest part of goal setting, is figuring out what it is the heck that you really want and what's really important to you. And you guys, this for me, it took a while. It took a while for me to figure out what it was that I wanted. I knew for instance, one of the things I knew I wanted was I wanted to start my own business. But when I had that dream of starting my own business, I had no idea, no clue what I wanted that business to be. Not even an idea. Because I was so broke, it wouldn't have mattered. I couldn't afford to do anything anyways. But I knew I wanted to own a business. But starting to figure out some of those things for me, of what was important to me, why I wanted to do, I think was the hardest part of all of this for me.
Yeah, this is one area that I'm really passionate about. And that is the why. And for me, it was, I I'll say this to a lot of people that are listening. For me, there was, figuring out what you want is really hard because if for us, what we wanted isn't really what we wanted. And I think a lot of people have this skewed idea of what you want, but a lot of what we wanted was based on a lot of what we thought people's expectations or what they thought of us.
Yeah.
And so a lot of those things that we wanted really, they weren't really like, this wasn't like, oh man, I gotta have this. We used to have a really nice big house. It was beautiful. We loved it. But did we really want that for us? Did we want it? And when it came down to it, we didn't. We didn't buy it for us. We bought it because we wanted other people to be impressed with us. So once we figured that out, things got really clear. And I think this is the part that I think a lot of people skip over is the why. And if you skip over this part, it becomes because what happens is it's like, yeah, I really want a big house, or I want a house, or I want a certain thing. And you say that's what you want. Well, then when you go to work on it, you start like kind of becomes not important because the reality is you really don't want that, or you don't want that specific house. You want something different. You're just trying to appease somebody.
Right. Right. Yeah. I mean, this is probably when it comes to goal setting, the most soul searching you're going to have to do. And again, I think the other part of this too is that, if when we say sometimes when you use the words, finding your why, finding your purpose, it doesn't necessarily have to be like this deep underlining like life altering, thought. Like you don't have to make it that big of a thing. But I think you do have to figure out, like, for instance, the house that we purchased, like there was a reason why we bought the house that we did, because it fit with the lifestyle, the things that we enjoyed, the things that we wanted to do. There's a reason I like to buy and purchase Legos. I don't buy them just to buy them, just to have them. Like, there is a specific reason behind it. Now, is there still room in our budget for purchases that happen that aren't really that meaningful? Well, sure. Yeah, absolutely. But I think the thing that changed our finances the most was really getting down to the details about what were the things that we wanted and needed to bring into our life that was going to help support the why and our purpose, right? Like for me, TV is not that important to me. Like I'm totally okay. And long before cutting the cord was popular, because, back when I started this, they didn't have, Netflix was around and some of those other things were around, but they weren't as popular as they are today. Cutting the cord, you being without TV, man, you are freaking weird. When people found out that I didn't have television and I had this like cheap old antenna sitting in my living room, my friends didn't even want to come over and watch like football because they were worried, you're not even going to get the game. You don't even have cable, right? I mean, I was weird, but it's just not what I wanted anymore. I just, TV, and even today, I get so sick and tired of TV so quickly, like, I don't even want to watch it anymore, right? So for me to invest that kind of money, but I did it because everybody else was doing it, right? So I think once you start kind of really fine-tuning that wire purpose, it's easy to kind of pick and choose what are the things that we want to have in our life and what are the things that we don't. And it gets easier to stop wasteful spending habits when you determine those things.
Why and purpose are one of the hardest things for me.
Yeah.
and it's, for me, I had to like, okay, what is this why? What is this purpose? I'm actually reading a book and I'm answering all these questions about myself and it's really challenging. But if somebody's listening right now and they're thinking, yeah, I know you lost me on the why or purpose, because it loses me all the time. Whatever gets you excited, like what wakes you up in the morning? What gets you super jacked about something that's coming up? Like, what is that? That's kind of where they're going with that, I feel.
Yep, absolutely. And if there isn't anything that you're super excited about, it's time to start really looking into it. Because it's a sign. It is. It's a sign. You really need to start thinking about it. And these can be the things that can get you excited about changing your finances, because you're going to find out that the things that you want in your life are going to cost you money. And the more control over you have over your money, the more of that stuff you get to do. Like Ryan just talked about when we opened up the show, they're going to start traveling more and start flying more places and flying more often because they got their finances under control, right? That stuff doesn't happen without doing the work that we're talking about here. All right. We're going to come back. We're going to share a couple more steps in the goal setting process. Stay tuned, guys. Hey, if you love planners, this is for you. But do you know why planners frustrate me, though? Because they only get it half right. Now, sure, they're really fancy at helping you manage your time, which is really important. But where they get it wrong is money. Most planners don't include any financial planning. Things like keeping track of paydays, bills and due dates, spending, yearly expenses, budgets, cash flow planning, debt elimination plans, goal planning. And that's a real pain. Then you've got to go and create your own, and who's got time for all of that? So instead, what happens? Nothing. We ignore our finances even more, and things only get worse. Well, that all ends right now, today. I am so excited to announce the release of our brand new, totally awesome Debt Freedom Planner. Now, before you say, Brad, I've already got a planner. Well, this is not your ordinary day planner. This Debt Freedom Planner is a companion tool that works with your day planner to help you save more money, pay off more debt, and melt away financial stress. This is literally the tool that we've all been waiting for that works with your planner to help you take control of your money. So head on over to therealdebtfreedad.com. Click on the Debt Freedom Planner in the menu to get all the details to order your very own Debt Freedom Planner today. Hey guys, we are back talking about goal setting today. And you guys just heard that planner commercial. That is an excellent tool, by the way, to kind of incorporate everything that we're talking about with your goals, your financial goals. And that's exactly why we created that Debt Freedom Planner, is to help you keep it all together, all in one place, and to keep track of your finances throughout the year and track your goals. So let's go on to step number two. So step number one was really kind of figuring out, okay, what is it that you want? Like, what do you want to change? What do you want to improve on? Obviously, if you're listening to this show, we're guessing podcasts. We're guessing finances is one of those things. So step two is really writing strong goals. Now, admittedly, guys, full transparency, this is the part of goal setting that I really stink at. So writing your goals down, it's something that
I love writing them down in big flashy in front of me.
My wife is the same way. Like, she will make like these awesome glitter covered posters and special markers. Like, she will make a project out of really visualizing her goals. Me, I'm just kind of like, I want to do that. And then this is where I kind of fail in the goal setting process, is I really don't sit down and write it out specifically. Admittedly, this is where I need to probably work out a little bit.
And it's hard. I mean, I can't say that everybody has to write them down. I think it really just is a matter of, for people that, where I'm employed, we have this is like, developing goals is a very, very fundamental to where I've come from and where I've been employed at. And so I've been doing this for years. So I have continually written them down. I don't write everything down there, but these are things that, you know, between me and my wife, we kind of sit down, kind of like the house. It's like, it's not like necessarily a written down goal, but it is something that we really have talked about and planned and like, okay, if we're going to do this, this is how much we would want to pay. This is what we would want to do. You know, so we have done that. We just maybe haven't sat down and written them out. So I guess I would agree with you. I'm probably not as great as the writing them.
Yeah. Yeah. But when it comes to actually writing them or at least talking about them, and I'm sure Amber, you guys, you probably go through this, but you know, being specific when you write them down, don't be broad. Like we talked about, like, I just want to save more money. Be specific. Okay. You want to save more money. How much money? Right. When do you want to save it by? What are some of the actions that you're going to take in order to save that money? The goal should also be measurable, meaning like you want to save more money and you have an amount. Like for instance, for your, you know, first emergency fund, we recommend $1,000 to $3,000. And, you know, so there's your amount. Like pick the amount that works for you and then figure out the deadline and how soon you want to get it done. Now, the important part about the deadline is that deadline creates urgency, right? So, for instance, our goal last year was to, or in 2021, was to own a home that year by year end, right? So we knew by the end of the year, that was our goal, was to be in a house by then. And it ended up happening, you know, end of April, right? This is the other thing we do with our Roots members. We tell our Roots members, get your first emergency fund done in the first 30 to 60 days. Now, that's not to freak them out. It's not to scare them, but it's to create urgency. Okay, Brad's telling me I need to get this done in 30 to 60 days. You are immediately inclined to start figuring out what is it that I can do to get that done. Now, if I was to tell them, hey, Roots members, go build your first emergency fund and get it done whenever you want. You think they're going to get it done? Heck no, most of them would never get it done. But a lot of our Roots members actually get it done in that time frame, right? So having that deadline is super important because it creates the urgency that you need in order to start taking action, all right? So some good examples, just to kind of give you some good goal examples, and these are in the worksheet that you guys can download again. That's going to be a Balanced Sense, BalancedSense.com/105. But some goal examples. Number one, good. This is a good goal. I want to save money. What makes it a great goal is I want to save $1,500 by March 31st. A good goal could be I want to lose weight, but a great goal is I want to lose 35 pounds by December 31st. That sounds like a great goal I need. A good goal is I want to increase my income. A great goal is I want to increase my income by $5,000 by year end, right? So also when it comes to some of these goals too, they should scare you a little bit. Like I know like when we started this podcast 2 years ago, and there's even times where we hit the record button on this show. I'll be honest, transparent. Like, it's sometimes scary. Like, it is sometimes scary to open up and be fully open about such a sensitive topic as personal finances. Even when I run the business and I teach this stuff, it can sometimes be hard, right? And I know when we started this podcast 2 years ago, none of us knew anything about doing a podcast. None of us knew anything. Like we were just like,
I was a pro.
Yeah. we literally just threw this thing together, right? But we uncomfortably got started, right? So the point of having a good goal is that it should scare you a little bit. It should feel uncomfortable. You should aim actually for the discomfort zone. And this is probably what scares most people. Like Amber, you were talking about with that goal, with those goals. A lot of people are really good at maybe writing them and getting them together, but it's taking action, and the action is the uncomfortable part. And I think that's where a lot of people tend to get stuck. But that's exactly where you need to be, because without that, nothing changes. Like you have to be willing to get uncomfortable. You have to be willing to do new things and to be able to fail and be okay with that if you want to reach some of those goals.
And find some accountability too. Like that makes a huge difference. And you don't have to make it out in social media and publicly, but find somebody that you could at least communicate with that's going to support you at the same time.
Yeah, absolutely. And the other thing too is make sure, like when we say, you know, set goals to scare you, don't aim for the crazy zone, right? Or like the impossible zone. Like for instance, like it would be crazy for me to have a goal today by the end of the year that I'm going to be a professional football player, right?
Oh, come on. You could do it.
I just want to see you get hit one time. As your brother, I just want to see it. Just one hit by a defensive end.
It wouldn't last long. Let's just put it that way. It wouldn't last long. But yeah, but that kind of goal is crazy. So there's a big difference between getting outside your comfort zone and going to the crazy zone. We want to avoid crazy, welcome discomfort, all right? So just make sure you're okay with that. And again, if you're feeling uncomfortable, if you're feeling the emotions, right? That's okay. Embrace those emotions. They're usually good signs that things are changing and that those goals are really good for you. All right. The other thing too, that's really important, and I'm really big on this, especially with our Roots members, when it comes to getting out of debt, is to make sure you're reviewing and tracking your progress. All right. So the worst mistake that you can make is getting started with something new and you fail to really track your progress. The reason why this is so important is because consistency and discipline, which we're going to talk about next, are really the hardest part about really changing anything, right? The hardest part about this podcast is consistently doing it with discipline week in and week out, bringing these shows to you guys. It isn't that it's hard to do. It's just hard to keep it consistent and not let excuses get in your way, right? But when you're tracking and reviewing your progress, the reason why I don't want to quit now, we're on episode 105. Like, if we gave up now, I'd be like, we've come all this way. Like, we see the progress. We see how the viewers and how the listeners or the viewers on YouTube and the listeners who are on our podcast or listener, we see those numbers going up. We're tracking it. We're seeing it. That only encourages us to keep moving forward. You have to kind of use that same philosophy when it comes to tracking and working on your goals. You have to track from where you started and all of the results you got along the way, because there are going to be days when you're going to wake up and be like, I don't feel like doing this. I don't want to do this anymore. And that consistency and discipline is going to be at risk. But if you're tracking your goals and you look at it and say, wow, I can't give up. Look at all the progress that I've made. Look how far we've come. Yes, I don't feel like it, but I'm going to do the work anyways because I'm liking to start to see the results that we're getting. So guys, let's talk a little bit about this animal consistency and discipline. And as I talked about when we opened up the show, this is one of my goals, is just ultimately it's not specific to anything. It's just whatever it is I want to do, I want to do it with just more consistency, more discipline, because I find that the more I do that and the more I master the mundane and the boring stuff that comes from running a business or, you know, family life, you know, just everything, like the better I get at mastering those things, the better life gets. And sometimes, again, we chase after the shiny objects all the time, and those shiny objects don't really give you the results that you want to see. It's consistently doing the boring and the mundane stuff day in and day out. Like the stuff we're talking about here with personal finance, this isn't sexy. Like, it's not the most fun stuff to do. Like, but the results is the sexy part. The results is the fun part, right? So that's where the consistency and discipline is worth it. But what are some ways that you guys have maintained consistency and discipline with some of your goals, or even, you know, just in your journeys getting out of debt? Like, what helped you the most, you think?
I totally made them fun, and I had these charts and I colored it in and it...
Amber and the charts.
It got me Amber, so excited.
Amber should have designed the worksheet for today. You guys would have gotten glitter and markers.
But I think some people, you know, I mean, I think that that's like a really cool way to kind of see that little incremental progress. Because I will say that, you know, typically, you know, for us and for a lot of people, I think when you get in debt, it's taking you years to get into the situation you're in. It's not like you wake up one day and suddenly you're in debt. You have no idea why. It's usually over years of bad choices. And so to get out of it, it means potentially a significant amount of time of the boring and the mundane. And so for us, it goes all the way back to the beginning of this podcast. And it was always about our why, because the day-to-day small incremental things you do, that's why the tracking part is so important, is because doing that, you know, not tracking, if you're tracking it every day, like just the day-to-day little stuff you're not doing seems like it's not making a difference. But if you get 6 months or 8 months or 9 months down the road and you go look back, it's like that all adds up to a significant amount of progress that you've made. And so for us, it always went back to that why. Why are we doing this? What are we trying to achieve? What goals are we really trying to achieve? Which helped then say, it's okay that we're bored right now. This isn't a forever bored. This is a right now for until we're out of debt. Once we're out of debt, it's going to be so much better.
Yeah, I love that. And, you know, for those of you who are, you know, listening to this and you're getting started in 2022, I would be doing you a disservice not to offer you guys to join us in Roots. Like, that is what Roots Personal Finance is. It is a accountability and support system to keep you consistent and to keep you disciplined to help you reach your financial goals. That's it at the end of the day. That's all it is. It's as simple as it gets. And Roots opens up 4 times a year. You can head over to balancedcents.com, balancedcents.com, and sign up for the Roots waitlist. And we open it up 4 times a year. And again, if finances has been one of those things that you just can't get your arms around no matter how hard you try. You know, accountability and support is the difference maker. In fact, we've shared the statistic, 95% more likely to reach your goals by having an accountability appointment on a regular basis. And that is exactly what Roots Personal Finance is going to offer you. So again, not just shoving the program down your throat, but we're giving you the thing that can ultimately help you reach a lot of your financial goals. It is that ongoing support and accountability.
Hey, hey, what's this I see? I thought this was a party! Let's dance!
All right, that song means it's time for the celebrations of the show. And today we are kicking it off with Michelle Falk Vondren. She says, I canceled sale emails, closed 4 cards, and I'm working on my budget. I also put all of my Roots material in a binder. She says, I am so ready. I love that, Michelle. Great win.
Lisa says, Stesco, fridge freezer stopped working and have funds there to replace without going into debt. Also finished saving to pay for vacation totally in cash.
That is awesome. Paying for emergencies and paying cash for vacation. Come on. That can't happen, right? Those are great wins, Lisa. Congratulations.
Chris Stenseth got my budget done and we paid off one of my husband's credit cards. He was also able to go hunting and use cash, which we had budgeted for.
That is awesome. Huge win, Chris. Congratulations to you. Gina Bilo, by using my sinking funds, I was able to pay $6,000 cash for my homeowners and flood insurance. I've also had to finance it over, I always have had to finance it over 9 months. Next is real estate taxes that are due November 30th. Should have that paid off by the end of the year. And by the way, if you're wondering what sinking funds are and how she was able to make that happen and pay $6,000 cash for those expenses, head over to episode number 78 of the Debt Free Dad podcast, where we give you all of the information on how to set up awesome sinking funds in your financial life.
Georgia Duvall's saw a coat I loved and bought it on my credit card, then took it back and put the card away. Requested overtime and covered a shift at work, making an extra 400 euro this month. I had a nice conversation with my brother about my current financial situation, and he was supportive.
That is what an awesome win.
Awesome.
Yeah, to buy something and then take it back. That's hard. That is sticking to the plan right there. Great win, Georgia. Awesome job.
Sarah Boyson was able to get my bank to lower my auto interest rate from 7% to 5.25%. It's still a payment, but at least I'll save a little on the interest.
Yeah, I love that win. And I actually messaged commented on this post inside Roots and asked Sarah how she was able to do that. She actually just made a request. She just asked the bank, can I lower my interest? And they lowered it for her. And no new loan. No origination fee, nothing. Like, they literally just lowered the interest rate. I haven't seen that before. So if you're looking at something, hey, maybe call your loan or your bank, your credit union, find out if they'll work with you. That's an awesome tip. Great job, Sarah. Again, everyone, to get all the resources, show notes, and links for today's show, head over to balancesense.com/105. And remember, we've got this awesome goal setting worksheet we are giving you absolutely free. Just put in your email. We'll send it right over to you. It's 4 or 5 pages long. Lots of great information that's going to relate really well to what we talked about here today. And we'd love to give that to you here to kick off 2022. And thanks for hanging out with us here today. We love your feedback, and it also helps us grow our podcast. So please leave us an honest review. We read every single one of those. And as you guys know, the Debt-Free Dad podcast is here to help you live a happier and stress-free financial life. So if you know someone who could benefit from our show, please give us a share. We appreciate you. And we will see you guys in an upcoming episode. Take care.
Thanks for listening to the Debt-Free Dad Podcast. For more free resources to kick debt and financial stress, head over to therealdebtfreedad.com.